Peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 18th chapter of St. Matthew, verses 32 to 35. Then his Lord summoned him and said to him, "You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you besought me. And should not you have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?" And in anger, his Lord delivered him to the jailers till he should pay all his debt. So also my heavenly Father will do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother from your heart. We are now in the part of the year where the days are growing shorter and winter is on its way. And with that, there is the end of the civil year, the end of the church year. And so in these last weeks of the season after Trinity Sunday, the church begins to focus on the last things, the end of the year, the end of life, the end of the world. And that theme will become even more pronounced when 3 weeks from today we begin the Advent season, which focuses not only on our Lord's first coming at Bethlehem, but also on his second coming to be the judge of the living and the dead. The gospel for this Sunday about a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants is one of the most familiar parables that our Lord taught. We find in the parable one laborer who owed the king 10,000 talents. To get some idea of what that means, we need to know that one talent was about 20 years' wages for a laborer. One talent was 20 years. So you multiply that by 1,000, which gives you an inconceivably large sum which cannot possibly be paid. Because of his pity, the master forgives this servant all his debt. But that servant then takes by the throat a fellow worker who owed him 100 denarii. A denarius was one day's wage. So compared to what the other servant owed, it was a paltry sum. Your situation and mine before God is like that of the servant who owed an inconceivably large debt which he could not pay. The debt, of course, is our sins, the sins we have committed in thought, word, and deed against our Heavenly Father. The point of the parable is that if God in Jesus Christ in fact forgives us that unimaginably great debt which we can never repay, then it is our duty to forgive those who owe us a much more paltry sum. In Luther's explanation in the Catechism of the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer, we have this to learn. We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look upon our sins, nor on their account deny our prayers. For we are worthy of none of the things for which we pray, neither have we deserved them, but that he would grant them all to us by grace. For we daily sin much, and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. So will we also heartily forgive and readily do good to those who sin against us. So will we also heartily forgive and readily do good to those who sin against us. And that is not always easy, especially when the hurt is deep and lasting and grieves us terribly. It's very hard then to forgive. What comes to us naturally is the desire to get even. But when we feel that way, we need to remember the tremendous debt which God has forgiven us, and that apart from that forgiveness of God, we would be lost. So when you find your heart hardened against someone who has done you wrong, pray for that person. Pray that God would give that person whatever he or she might need, whatever it is that troubles them and makes them unkind. Pray for them. And then picture yourself and that other person at the foot of Jesus' cross, both of you there as poor sinners in need of the forgiveness that flows from his holy wounds. Yes, so will we also heartily forgive and readily do good to those who sin against us. There are some words of Phillips Brooks, who was a rather remarkable preacher in the 19th century, who had this to say: "You who are letting miserable misunderstandings run on from year to year, meaning to clear them up someday, you who are keeping wretched quarrels alive because you cannot quite make up your mind that now is the day to swallow your pride and kill them, you who are letting your neighbor starve until you hear that he is dying of starvation, or letting your friend's heart ache for a word of appreciation or sympathy, which you mean to give him someday, if you could only know and see and feel all of a sudden that time is short, how it would break the spell, how you would go instantly and do the thing which you might never have another chance to do. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And the forgiveness of God is the foundation of every bridge from a hopeless past to a courageous present." In speaking of the third article of the Apostles' Creed, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, Dr. Luther had this to say: "Toward forgiveness is directed everything that is to be preached concerning the sacraments, and in short, the entire gospel and all the duties of Christianity. Forgiveness is needed constantly, for although God's grace has been won by Christ, and holiness has been wrought through God's word in the unity of the Christian church, yet because we are encumbered with our sinful nature, we are never without sin. Therefore, everything in the Christian church is so ordered that we may daily obtain full forgiveness of sins through the gospel and the sacraments. So although we have sinned, the Holy Spirit sees to it that it does not harm us, because we are in the church where there is full forgiveness of sins. God forgives us, and we forgive therewith and aid one another. If we refuse forgiveness to others, we cannot expect God to forgive us. As Jesus said at the end of his parable, so will my heavenly Father do to you if you do not forgive others their sins. So we always pray in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who sin against us. And that forgiving of others is one sign which shows that we have received with penitent and grateful hearts the forgiveness of God. And now we come to the Lord's altar. We come to that altar as those who owe a debt to God we can never repay. We come to that altar seeking the forgiveness that flows from Christ's body and blood. And we come with the willingness to forgive and do good to those who sin against us. May God the Holy Spirit so guide our hearts that as Christ has loved us, we also might love one another. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.